My name's Rob. I'm a recovering addict. I thank God for everything. I'd like to thank God for everything good and bad that led me up to this day. Real grateful to be here. Come from the South Jersey area. You know, man, like, pretty nervous because, like, my girlfriend's here with me tonight. And, like, she's never really heard me speak besides, like, an anniversary. And, you know, I was going to tell her to, like, just go back to the hotel and, you know. But I wanted her to be here. And you know, she came to experience this convention with me because it was important for her to come see what we're about. You know, like, she's seen a transformation in my life because, you know how we get when we use. And, you know, just I've really changed a lot since I've been here. You know, something that was embedded into me when I got here that was that, like, change is very necessary. Like, I remember my sponsor telling me, like, you need to change or you're going to be begging for change. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't change, you're going to be on the corners begging, you know? And, you know, nothing changes. And I really didn't grasp that concept when I got here. You know, through God's grace, I arrived at the Rooms of Narcotics Anonymous at the age of 21 years old. And, you know, I was real beat down. I'm not an addict that feels that he needs to sit here and qualify himself and I need to run through my war stories to tell you how bad it really was. Because it's irrelevant on what I did or did not do to get here. It's a, like, judge me on what I do to stay here. You know what I mean? Like I walked in, you know, I walked into the rehab after jail at, like, 111 pounds. Like, beat down, stomach ran concurrent to my back. Like, if I was to swallow a grape, you would see it go down. If I was to turn sideways, you would probably say, where'd Rob go? It was that bad. Like, went at the end of the road. Like, it was nothing fun at the end, man. There's nothing fun, you know, being sick. You know, having your lips being burnt. You know, a lot of things, see, like, because I was caught up in for so many years on, like, being, like, what society told me I was as a man. I used to, like, always glamorize, like, mafia movies and Scarface, and, like, that was my dream. Like, that was, you know, the person that I wanted you to think that I was. I wore the masks that we talk about. And there's only one day for that, and that's Halloween. You know, like, I don't know, man. I just, for so many years, man, I did things to be accepted and to be a part of. You know, I would always say yes when I really wanted to say no, if anyone could relate with that. Like, for so many years, man, I always allowed the views of others to dictate my character. It always mattered what you thought. And, like, through coming around and through sponsorship, God, and the 12 steps, like, it really don't matter no more. It does sometimes. You know what I mean? For real, if I really think about it. But, like, overall, man, like, God's grace is beautiful. Like, I wanted her to come and see what, you know, she knows that, like, I'm always have commitments to speak at H&I, and I'm very involved with sponsoring men, and I have a sponsor. I have a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor. I have a home group. I believe in one fellowship. That's just for this addict, you know, like, And she knows how involved I am, and it was so important. Like, I took some suggestions, right? Because, like, I was talking to my sponsor about it before, and he was like, you need to bring her and let her see what we're about and what we do. In case that you're not around, she knows, you know, what kind of things are happening here. And, you know, just straight since we got to Maryland, it's just been nothing but love and respect. Been meeting people, and, you know, I'm sure that she had an excellent weekend with me. You know, like, like, life is good today, man. I was sitting with her, and I was like, see, all, like, when we first got here, like, probably like 5 o'clock tonight, there was, like, thousands of people all around. And I said, babe, you see all these people around here? I said, all these people were hopeless dope fiends, had no hope. Probably most of them probably been to prison. Most of them, you know, done things that you probably, because she's not an addict. So she, you know what I mean? She understands, and she's interested in hearing the stories. And we just listened to my grand sponsor speak, and you know, like I want her to see what we're about. I want her to see the miracle that's taking place here this weekend. Cause like I remember, man. I remember there being a point to where, like I didn't know if I wanted to die or live or die. I said I wanted to die, but I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. All I knew is I had all these crazy feelings, so like a fractured personality. And, you know, like I just love coming and traveling and fellowshipping with people. I love coming and meeting. And, I was just came to fellowship this weekend, and William told me at the main speaker meeting tonight, like, you're going to speak tonight at 12 o'clock. You know, and, you know, something that I've learned is, like, you need to always, you know, take a commitment when it needs to be filled. And, you know, like I'm just so grateful, man. I'm so grateful to carry this message, you know, that an addict, any addict, can lose the desire and find a new way to live. You know, like, I got this sponsor, man, and, like, I feel that he's the best sponsor for me, you know, for me. And, like, my story is, like, I got out of rehab, and I went to this town, and there was my sponsor was celebrating. He was you know, I think he had on like gaiters and a double breasted suit, beaver hat. He had like hundreds of balloons. His family was there, all these people were there, and he was like just like glowing, man. And I remember just like sitting in the back and like wanting to be there but being scared to be there. Like, I don't know if anyone, like, remember coming to your first meeting and like just feeling so uncomfortable. Like, I felt so uncomfortable, like I don't know anybody. You need to change people, places, and things, and I'm around a bunch of people that I don't know. I'm 21 years old, there's not a lot of young people in recovery at this time, and I see this guy, and he's speaking, and he's carrying a message, and, like, I was like, man, like I want what that man's got. Like, can anyone relate with, like, the first time that, like, that moment of clarity kicked in, or, like, someone reached you, or you heard something shared from the floor, and you were like, you just, like, for, like, 21 years, I finally, for the first time, knew that, like, everything was going to be okay. Like, remember that, like that 1,000 pounds was lifted off my shoulder, and, like, I was just like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, I felt comfortable, and I didn't even know anyone. And, I remember, you know, eventually, like, working up the nerve to ask him to sponsor me. And I felt like I was asking a girl out for the first time, because I told you, in society, like, men, like, I'm not used to asking, first off, a man that's, I don't even know, to, like, will you help me? Like, I developed these defects, right? I developed these defects that, like, I'm a man, and men don't cry, and you know, all these things, man. How tough you are, how big your dick is, like all these things that I thought measured who I was as a man. And I wore them like a badge. And I remember people, like, thank God that I had some people in my life that, like, weren't concerned with my feelings but concerned with my life and said, like, we don't suggest, like, get a sponsor. Like, you need to get a sponsor. They said, like, sponsorship is the heartbeat. And so when you get a sponsor, he could guide you and put you on some steps, solution to ease pain. You want to get better in here? I'm sharing my experience for you to, like, this is some an internal investigation with you and your character. These are things that are necessary in order for you to stay here. How many times, Rob, did you try to do this on your own or just try doing this? I'm not gonna do this drug, but I'm just gonna try to do this. Like, I got control. And I remember I asked him, and he said it would be an honor and a privilege to sponsor you. And, you know, that's how I got a sponsor, man. And, like, I always share that because it's important for anyone that's new. You know, I'm sharing my experience on why I'm here. You know, like, I remember, man, like, wanting to get all the balloons and the cake. Like, I remember seeing him celebrate, and, like I remember just saying, man, like, I wanna have some balloons, man. I want people to be proud of me, and you know, like I want to be a stand-up guy. But in order for me to be a stand-up guy, I had to do some stand-up things. And, like, a lot of no matter what's. Like, a lot of no matter what's. And eventually, like, I got a cake, and I got, like, you know what I mean, balloons. And my family showed up, man. And I was able to give my father my one-year coin. After my sponsor, I don't know how they do it out here, but my sponsor, you know, they come up, and they present you with your coin. You speak on your anniversary. And, like, we had a plan that, like, I would give it to my dad, you know, and I brought him up, and there's, like, people are fucking crying, and, like, I remember, like, I'm like, oh, they can keep what I have, unless I give it away, and I'm giving him my coin, because, like, he was there, and, like, something that happened was, like, he grabbed me, and he hugged me, and he was like, I'm so proud of you, you know what I mean, and it's something that, like, a drug couldn't buy, you know, something that a bag of dope, Like I felt good, man. I felt, you know, not that he owed me a pat on the back, but you know what I mean. Like it was important for him to be proud of me. You know, same dad that called me names, and you're not, you know, you're not gonna amount to nothing, you piece of shit, and you know all the things that are said to us as a result of using, and you know, like there hasn't been any sleepless nights for him in years. You know, or for her. You know what I mean? Last night that I used, I think I jumped out of my window at 4 o'clock in the morning, came home at 7, went to work, and I was in this place called Burlington County Jail by 11 o'clock in the morning. That's what happened the last day I used. I went to jail. And no fun about that, man. You know, I've been to rehab, and I've been to jail, and all these things, man. I've been preyed upon, threatened, beaten, locked up, counseled with. I've been put on medicine. You know what I mean? People beg me. Talks about how our families drain themselves in just the hope that we get better. And, like, for the first time, man, like, when I got locked up that day, like, I didn't want to go to jail, but, like, I knew, like, that's where I needed to go. You know what I mean? Like I finally, I felt safe, but I was struggling in there. And it's funny, like I think my topic is something like I don't even know, something about your mind and where your body will take you or some shit. And, like, it's funny, you know, the way I think, man. Like, my thinking is the thing that I'm most afraid of in recovery. And recovery is uncomfortable a lot of times, man. Like for me, like, I just try to stay on a positive perspective. And anyone that's new, I want to tell you that, like, it's important to get the tools and be strapped and prepared for when life on life's terms shows up. And you're backed in a corner, like, you know what to do. Like, I'm not an addict that's two matches away from getting high. Like, I'm a sponsor away from getting high. I'm a 12-step member away from getting high. 12 traditions away, 12 concepts away, a home group away, H&I commitment away, literature away, network away. Like, I've been around for a little bit, and, you know, I know, like, check this out. So many times have I gone through things and stayed clean, right? The no matter what. So many times have I gone through things and like, we say more will be revealed, right? And, like, so many times I would pray for something or, God, like, help me in this area, and I wouldn't see a result for, like, a year or 2 years. And then all of a sudden, like, see, God's got a divine time for things, a perfect time for things. Never too early or too late. And, I've realized through being here and through the steps that, like, sometimes God will bring me through some things to make it my experience on how I stayed clean to maybe help someone down the line. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the times, man, like, I can get caught up in like, a negative. You know what I mean? It's that familiar pain that we always talk about. It's easier for me to just act out. And I remember this guy telling me, he said, Rob, if you take a negative feeling with a negative thought, it gives birth to a negative behavior, which grows up to be a negative consequence. And that was my life. My mind always told me things like you're never going to be nothing. You're, you know, victim of circumstance. I never get a break. Like, nothing's ever going to work out for me. This is just my life. Like, I don't know if anyone's ever said stuff like that. But, like, I remember telling myself stuff like that. And guess what? This shit happened. My whole life. Like, I never get a break. The cops are always breaking my balls. You know, like all these things. And, like, people were talking about perspective when I got clean. Like, look, man, you got to, like, have some hope and faith and, like learn about what a third step really is. Like, make a decision to, like, have a God of your understanding, like, take care of that. And through getting outside of myself and just, like, being able to, like, for the first time, like, just say, all right, well, I'm going to believe in something and I'm going to have faith in that it works. And, like, guess what? I showed up, and I practiced some integrity, and I did the right thing for the right reasons. Not all the time, but it's the best of my ability, and, like, some good things started happening, man. I came in here with 5 felony drug charges, lost my license, 4 years of probation, thousands upon thousands of dollars in fines, looking to go to prison for possibly 5 years. You know, everybody was up to here with me. You know how many times I said, I'm going to, you know, or I'm sorry, you know? And, like, the hope is, like, I showed up, man, and I didn't get high. And like, I got off probation 2 years early. I paid my fines off. You know, slowly I started building trust back. My father followed me to meetings for 6 months. What meeting you going to? Where's it at and what time? How long? And he followed me around for 6 months. I didn't know that until I had like a year clean, but he told me that. You know, because I got clean in like 30 days and like everybody needed to trust me. Like, I remember that, man. And I don't know, man. Like I got some things in here, man. But financially, like, I'm broke on a lot of days. But spiritually, man, you know, I still have a lot of growing to do. But spiritually, I feel rich. You know, I remember struggling, man. I remember coming in, like, my mind, right? My mind is crazy. Like, I would see people come in. Like, I'd have, like, 2 years clean, and I see people come in, like, 3 months, and they're buying brand new houses and brand new cars. And I'm like, people are saying, like, wait, Rob, like, you'll get your turn. And I'm like, damn, and I've been around here for 2 years. I come early. I stay late. You know what I mean? I help the newcomer. This joker comes late, leaves early, and don't want to stack a chair, and he's getting blessed. And then my buddy was like, look, Rob, would you trade everything that you got for what they got materially? I was like, and it hit me, man. Like, it's nice to have them things, man. And it's important sometimes for this addict to get some things because I never really had none. You know what I mean? I'm not one that to sit up here and say that, like, them things don't matter because it don't matter to my – it's not – it don't make me who I am. But, like, you know what I mean? If you ain't giving your money to the dope, man, like, you should be getting a few things around here. People had some gold when I didn't think it was a big conspiracy when I got here. People were showing me nothing but love and respect, man. You people weren't like the people that I was hanging out with. You know, you get around a bunch of sick people that are just like you, you don't see no problem. And I came in here, man, and there was guys that I grew up with and I used with, and they got clean, man, and like guys that were just like me, and we had the same story, and like they had some necklaces. And my one boy had a job and shit. This guy would never hold a job. Brand new people were having, like, nice cars, you know what I mean? And, like, feeling good about themselves. And I couldn't fathom. I remember just thinking, like, man, like, I just, there's no way I could live without drugs. Like, did anyone, you know, like, there was, I have to get high. I had to get high to get in the shower. You know what I mean? And, like, I remember, man, like, them little things were the hope for me when I got here. You know, it talks about in our literature that, like, we need to give the newcomer something to identify with. You know, like, they might not understand if I'm sitting here doing a 12-step meeting or something like that. Or traditions. I would go in tradition meetings and be like, what the hell is this boring shit? I need to hear, like, I would be attracted to the people that were, like, straight up people that shot dope and smoked coke and did all, you know, guys that went to prison and were holding up shit. Like that was attracting to me because that's what I've known for years. You know what I mean? Not the guy that was real spiritual and he was talking about the fifth tradition. You know what I mean? And I was like, what the fuck is this, man? Let me hear something, man. And I wasn't even really sure if I wanted to stay here because my mind, like they say, if you bring your body, the mind will follow. You know what I mean? A lot of days, like you ever been in a meeting and have your own meeting inside your head? You know what I mean? For real, because that's... I'm not one that's going to sit here like I remember sitting in the main thing and they were reading like what is an Narcotics Anonymous program and it says we were sick and everybody says sick, you know what I mean? And like that you keep telling yourself you're sick, you're going to be sick. It says were past tense. Look, I'm not as sick as I was when I got here. Not saying that I'm perfect. I'm far from perfect. Just because I did a 6 and 7 step doesn't mean that my defects were all ridden. But, like, I'm a lot better of a person than when I got here. Things were, you know, the first thing that my sponsor put me on was the symbol. And he broke it down to me. Like, God, service, society, goodwill, freedom. You know what I mean? Learning how to you know, not just be the attraction and the example to addicts, but, like, out in society. You know, I learned how to make indirect amends back to society when I did a 9-step. You know what I mean? The forgiveness. You know, there was a lot of people that I couldn't go and try to repair the damage or restore the damage that I did in the past. We all done crazy things, but like I'm able to like give back to society today. I'm able to be a productive member. I got a decent job. You know what I mean? I got a decent car. You know what I mean? After some years. You know what I mean? Like, for my first car in recovery was an 88 Cadillac, Coupe de Ville. and it was nice. It's nice. You know what I mean? Two-tone leather, but it was like an 88, and everybody was getting new cars and shit. And I'm like, damn, man, like, feeling less than. You know what I mean? Like, I was in recovery, still trying to keep up with you. Still trying to look at me type of thing. And I was the same guy that when I came to meetings, like, I was so frightened to even get up and go to the bathroom. Because I was just, I sat in the back of the room, I wear a hoodie, you know what I mean? Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. You know what I mean? Like, thought I was unique. You know, you don't know me. Look at all these old people. Yous are just tired old dope fiends. If I was that old, I would have stopped using too. Trying to, like, my mind is telling me all these things. Why I don't belong here. I never ate out of a trash can. I wasn't molested. I didn't go to prison for years. You know what I mean? Like just these things that the disease wanted me to give me an excuse to go back out and use. You know what I mean? I truthfully, I really haven't ever begun to live life until I came to Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I didn't I traveled so much clean. We just were in Miami last August, man. We were on South Beach, and I share that, man, to like, I don't know, man, I remember what it's like to like be trapped and imprisoned in my bedroom, in my closet. I had a sheet, three blinds, and a curtain, and I was like, oh my God, the cops are out there. Talking about I'm having fun. This is what I like to do. There was nothing fun looking on the floor for shit that just ain't there. There's nothing fun about getting paid Friday and being broke Friday night. There's nothing fun hurting the people that love you the most. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. You know, if you do the basics, the simple suggested things, everything that I've been doing that kept me here for the years are the things that I've learned the first 90 days of being here. Get a sponsor. Make meetings. Get your hand up. Sit in the front. Make 90 meetings for 90 minutes for 90 days. Stay in the meetings. Don't go out and smoke. Recovery is what happens inside of our meetings. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I was scared to use. And, you know, I remember hearing this thing. Somebody fucking wrote this thing, and it said something like, a lot of children are scared of the dark, but a lot of men are scared of the light. And, like, I never really, like, I don't know, everything was, like, so surface with me before getting here. You know what I mean? Like, I've learned how to, like, dig deep inside and do some work, and just try to be the best person I could be, man. You know, a lot of times, man, my mind, it just runs crazy. I get sick thoughts on a daily basis. You know what I mean? And I don't know, man. I'm so grateful for the people in my life today, man. I'm so grateful that I don't have to do the things that I had to do prior to getting here. You know, and all that's irrelevant, man. This is a recovery program. I don't know, man. I just, I'm real grateful, man. I try to express what I want to. You can't even really put this into words. I mean, you can, but it's like, I don't know, man. It's crazy, man. Like just to be able to travel and fellowship and, like we were coming in, and it was so, I'm so glad that she came with me, man, because like I'm just walking by people and I'm like hugging people and like meeting people. People are hugging her and she's not used to, I guess, getting all these hugs. And like, and I'm like, she's like, do you know that person? I'm like, no. You know what I mean? People, I'm walking up the steps to go to a workshop and somebody's hugging me. Do you know? No, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I do. You know what I mean? Like, it's so crazy, man. Narcotics Anonymous does things that great leaders tried to do and unify all different races and creeds and religions and sexual preferences. And like, we're a bunch of addicts, man. Imagine if we was all using. Imagine if everybody at that convention was using. Ocean City, Maryland would be flipped upside down. You know what I mean? Look, man, we're people that we don't have to be that statistic no more. You know what I mean? We don't have to be that tired old lie that it talks about. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Who, you know, we're the most, like, perfectionists. We're great people, man, when we're not putting product in us. You know what I mean? I know people that are accomplishing all types of things. You know what I mean? Whether it's just being a father or getting a good job or, you know, becoming a 12-step member or stop cheating on their girlfriend. Like I'm seeing it, like, what a blessing it is to see someone come in with no hopes, no aspirations, no dreams. And they come in and they get a God and they build relationships with people. And like, their life, it just starts, you just see the transformation take place. You know what I mean? And, I don't know, man. All I know is that this thing works. I don't try to figure it out, man. It don't work because I say it works. It just works. You know, like, if you look at the preambles, they ask you a question, but they tell you an answer. Like, who's an addict? This is who's an addict. What is the Narcotics Anonymous program? This is what the Narcotics Anonymous program is. Why are we here? This is why we're here. How does this thing work? This is how it works. You know what I mean? Just like, real simple, like this shit is so perfect. The program is so perfect. The fellowship can be fucked up sometimes. But the fellowship is just how everything is, it works together, man. Like, I love this, man. I live by this. This is a way of life for me. Some people break my balls and, you make too many meetings. Well, you don't make enough meetings. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like everybody wants to kick your back in, like because you're doing good or because you feel spiritually okay. You know what I mean? Like, I just heard my grand sponsor say in the last meeting, he's like, I'm not going to apologize for getting better. I'm not perfect, man. Look, 10-step. I'm human. I make mistakes, but like I'm able to look at them, and I try to look at my character at the end of the day and say, like, you know, did you do the right thing? You know what I mean? Are you stand up today? You know, and I fall short, man. I do things. I curse and I yell and I argue with people. You know what I mean? I make bad decisions, but the point is, like, I'm getting better in here, man, and I'm trying not to hurt people. Like, just for me to be able to talk about and recognize defects, like, I never knew what a defect was. What the hell is a defect? The fuck is that? You know what I mean? And, like, just to be able to recognize and get some growth in areas of my life. You know what I mean? To get better, like it says, we either grow up or die. And, like, staying clean just ain't good enough for me no more. It is for a lot of people. A lot of people get a year clean and you know, they're thieves of NA. They don't give back. You know what I mean? They come in and get what they need, and now they're coming to their home group late, and that's the only meeting they make. Is it me judging? Probably, but, like, I'll do it because a lot of people won't. I heard someone once say that, like, what did they say? Something about, like 10% of people in Narcotics Anonymous are the ones that, yeah, dude, you know what I mean? Like, how could you be a 12-step member, or how can you be in a 12-step program if you're not doing the 12 steps? You know what I mean? How could you come in here and reap the benefits that the program has to offer, but, like, you want to kick people's backs in and not help people? This ain't a place to kick people's backs in. This ain't a place for me to judge you and look at you and look at what you're doing or not doing or being envious of you. This is about, like, if you see somebody that has what you want, say, like, how'd you get that? Real simple stuff. If you want what we got to offer, and you're willing to make the effort to get it, you're ready to take certain steps, man. Everything that has kept me here is for having an open mind, man, and being willing to do some work. A lot of no matter what's. Taking suggestions. How about taking suggestions from people you don't even like? You know what I mean? A lot of times, man, things are revealed down the line, and I'll say, oh, God, okay, I understand now. But, like, I have a sense now that, like, I know everything's going to be okay. No matter what comes along the line, like, I've been through a lot of things in here, man. You know, I buried tons of people. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen so many people die, man. And I ain't got to use, man. I used up everyone's excuses. If it was nice out, I got high. If it was cold out, I got high. If it was your birthday, let's get on. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, man, just having freedom today, man. Freedom from active addiction. Like, just being able to, like, get up and, like, be productive. Like, I remember, man, what it was like to, like, get up. Like, I would wake up and just dread the whole day. Like, I wake up and, like, oh, man, I got to do this shit all over again. I don't ever want to feel like that again, man. I don't ever want to hurt the people that love me. You know what I mean? A lot of people tell me that going out, they've been here, that, like, Narcotics Anonymous fucks you high up. Ruins a reservation. And I need to look at what reservations do I have without the drug. You know what I mean? Because, it, you know, a lot of the people tell me that they relapsed spiritually before they physically picked up a drug. And, like, I don't know, man. That's why I do what I need to do in here. It's not that I'm better than or less than, man. It's not that I'm trying to be in the spotlight or I want, you know, it's not even about that. I'm just scared to use. That's what it boils down to. Look, it's about the drug for me. I haven't done drugs in years, but it's still about the drug. Like, I don't want to use. I'm scared to use. I told you I walked in here 110 pounds. Beat. I gained 100 and probably 15, 20 pounds. Well, now I joined the gym, right? Because I'm trying to make amends to myself physically. You know what I mean? I'm trying to, like, do some things. And, you know, I'm trying to become healthy. Eventually, I'll quit smoking cigarettes. But I just ain't there yet. I'm so grateful. She told me I'm pretty much done now. But, you know, man, if no one's told you that you guys are special today, man, these are all very special. And, you know, I don't know, man. I love this process. I love meeting people. I love the transformation that's just taking place on a daily basis. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you.